Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, proud sponsors of Food for Thought. PCC ushers in the fall season with local organic apples and pears and all natural ingredients for a hearty soup or stew with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Stein, I'm really jealous of you because every time I talk to you, you're telling me about some fabulous, lengthy thing you're doing in your kitchen, which only says to me that you have far more time on your hands than I do. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. And I put that time to good use.
Okay, so you've been cooking something that you're blabbing your full head off to me about, which is chicken. Now, everyone cooks chicken. So what's the story with you and this incredible chicken?
Well, Nancy, I know that you, like me, think the best part of a chicken is the skin, and the skin has got to be extra crispy. And I came across this ultimate crispy skin roast chicken recipe from Cook's Illustrated, which I didn't even get out of Cook's Illustrated, which somebody pirated off of the Cook's Illustrated website. And I thought, oh, this is really fascinating. And I just happened to find myself with a chicken on my hands, which I had brought in to the KPLU Crystal Palace Studios to shoot a special tote bag infomercial, which is coming to your computer screen soon. And everybody was saying, Stein, would you please get the whole chicken out of the KPLU fridge? Because it's starting to drip blood and it's freaking us out. So I thought, well, I'll take it home. And then I remembered, I'll make the Cook's Illustrated Ultimate Crispy Skin Chicken with fascinating secret ingredient.
Okay, so what's the secret ingredient?
Baking powder.
Baking powder?
The day before, you rub this chicken with a combination of baking powder, not baking soda, baking powder, salt, and pepper. Cut 4 slits in the back, put it up on a rack, stick it in the fridge, uncovered for 24 hours, then you roast it off.
Okay, so how hot do you roast it? Which is always the question people ask when it comes to roasting a chicken.
Well, pretty hot, actually, pretty hot. You start off at 450 degrees, upside down, breast down.
You know, every time turkey time comes around, I always read those recipes and I think, I am not going through that trouble. Was it not trouble?
It wasn't much trouble. I don't do it with a turkey either because they're just too big. But this was just a little chicken, so it wasn't any problem to put it in upside down. What I did do was I sprayed the rack very liberally with cooking spray so that it wouldn't get stuck to it.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 450 and the last 10 minutes, 500. And I'll have a whole recipe posted at the Food for Thought page at kplu.org along with photographic proof.
Well, I'm definitely going to have to try that because I'm a real fan of Judy Rogers' incredible cookbook, the Zuni Cafe cookbook, and her restaurant in San Francisco. And one of the great things about this book, the thing that maybe makes the book worth buying, is her recipe for roast chicken. And that requires you to salt the chicken 24 hours in advance. And again, same deal, leave it overnight in your fridge. And yeah, Hopefully you've got space in your fridge for that.
And also, you have to wiggle your little fingers in there between the flesh and the skin and loosen.
I always love doing that. Yeah. I like to do that to put some herbs underneath.
Okay, punters, if you are willing to plan just one day in advance, you can make this ultimate crispy skinned roast chicken. I'll put the recipe on KPLU Food for Thought page. Just go there, kplu.org, and there'll also be a link to Nancy's All You Can Eat page at the Seattle Times. Do it. It's really fun, especially if you like roast chicken. Hey, Nance, you know what I did that wasn't in the recipe? I stuffed it. And then I pulled off the skin and wrapped it up like little spring rolls and stuffing wrapped in roast chicken skin.
That is the best idea I've heard all week, Stein.
Well, you'll hear many more from me here on 88.5 KPLU's Food for Thought. I'm Dick Stein. See you next time, Nance.